This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A wildfire burning in southern Wyoming has moved into Colorado. The Mullen Fire has burned around 120,000 acres altogether, mostly in Wyoming. Firefighters are doing controlled burns in timber and grass sage along highways 127 and 125 in Colorado's Jackson County. They're expecting the flames to move farther south. The Mullen Fire is burning north of two other Colorado fires, the Cameron Peak and Middle Fork fires, and all of them are adding to the smoky air along the Front Range. More than 2,500 Coloradans have been pardoned by the governor for marijuana possession convictions. CPR's Anne Marie Awad has more details.
It's a new power for the governor, thanks to a law passed in this year's legislative session. Jordan Wellington with the law firm VS Strategies helped work on that law.
You know, we always believed that this pardon was really the first step helping address the collateral consequences for victims of cannabis prohibition.
The pardon applies only to people convicted of possession of 1 ounce or less, and only if their case went through a state court. Marijuana possession is not a crime in Colorado. I'm Anne Marie Awad, CPR News.
The combination of flu season and COVID-19 could have a devastating effect on Colorado's health system and assisted living facilities. To prepare, the state health department secured 293,000 additional publicly funded flu shots. Heather Roth is in charge of immunizations for the department. She says that's way more than last year.
And we really secured these additional flu doses in an effort to meet the anticipated increased demand this fall, especially given the increase in underinsured patients as a result of the pandemic due to rising unemployment rates.
Public health officials urge Coloradans to get a flu shot before the end of October. Colorado weather mostly sunny today, highs in the 60s around Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.